In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, on the first Friday, celebration of the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, we were considering how the Holy Family must have blended in the crowd of the temple. A father, a mother and a child offering a couple of turtle doves, nothing unusual. As a matter of fact, they must have been part of a long line of parents coming for their purification, coming to offer their firstborn. Yet, we cannot really imagine such a family to be inconspicuous. Imagine Saint Joseph in a hieratic majesty. The beauty, astonishing beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary with humility and modesty attached to her. Without talking about this extreme perfection of this baby, who could not be astonished by this particular family? Yes, the Holy Family for sure shine holiness. Besides, they were, for the first time, entering in their home. Yes, indeed, until now, as they came to Jerusalem, they found closed door. They were exiled away from their city, Nazareth, forced to give birth in a cave. Later, they were able to move into the little house, says the Gospel, where the kings found them. But today, for the first time, they rightfully enter under their own roof. The temple belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of the King. He is the proper Son of God, the heir of the Kingdom of Heaven. He is the ruler. He is the expected Messiah. And Simeon, by a very special revelation of the Holy Ghost, is made aware of his presence. And in a prophetic tone, Simeon, for the first in the temple, presents Jesus to the crowd. He presents it to the crowd, to the world, to you and me. Lumen ad revelationem, revelationem gentium, the light for the revelation of the people. And who heard Simeon? Who understood what he was saying? It seems that only very few. Even though rabbis, chief priests, doctors of the law were constantly in the same temple, preaching, teaching, announcing the Messiah, the coming of the Redeemer, right in front of their nose, they were not able to recognize him, not even able to see him. It shows that human wisdom doesn't do it. We all need to be open to the grace of God in order to see way beyond our sight. Divine light, divine truth. And the light came. And this light is Jesus Christ. and the light shines. And the light is given to us. That is why the whole Simeon takes up the child in his arms, in his hands, raises him up to present him to the world. 33 years later, that will be another kind of arms that are going to carry our Lord Jesus Christ. Wooden arms, the arms of the cross, on which our Lord Jesus Christ once again will be presented to the world, the same child, now disfigured by the passion, by our sin. But a child that is now recognized by all, a child grown up that beat victoriously the world and death. The candles that we receive today participate to this event. And tomorrow, on the solemnity of the feast, we will develop more the signification of the candles through the blessing and the prayers that we just said. For the moment, let's consider two things. The purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Purification is this rite due to the blood shed at the moment of birth that made the woman impure. But the mother of Jesus, as we know through tradition, was exempt of such duty, since a virginal state remained before conception, during birth, and after conception. No blood. Yet she submitted to the rite. Why? We can find several reasons, but let's say because she wanted to follow the law, to present her child to us. Her, the one without sin, is co-redemptrix, participate to the redemption along her son. She is a new Eve. The child either is not to be redeemed. He is the Redeemer himself. But the mission that he undertook through his incarnation compels him to follow the rites, to lead us, to be one of us truly from the beginning, birth to death, in order to merit for us, human beings, divinely. And lo, Simeon presents a child, raising him high above his head. This is the one, the light, the Redeemer, he says. And if you imagine the old Simeon holding the child, you can see that there, for the first time, there is an elevation, like we have every time at Mass, when the priest raises a host above his head, that like Simeon, raising the child. And the same thing that you see as it was the temple. We all receive this light. That Jesus is coming to guide us. Please, don't waste it. Let this light burn. Let it ignite our soul, our faith, our courage. Let it shine through us. He came among his own, and his own did not receive him. Light of the light, let us not be among those who are blind. We have, you have, this incredible, this totally undeserved grace, not merited in any way, but yet we have the knowledge of the love of God for us, the knowledge of His presence among us, the knowledge of the fact that He cares for us and that He helps us. Let us then, as human as we are, as weak as we are, be witness of Him, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, through the example of our days, of our life, and sometime with words. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.